I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti has a new transitional council that'll choose the country's next leadership. The current Haitian Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, promised to step down once the council names a new prime minister and cabinet. Now, this could be a significant step in the country, with gangs controlling 80% of Port-au-Prince. Greg Yoder, president of Christian World Outreach, tells us,
I guess I'm not sure what that means for the future. It seems to be a positive step. We just have to wait and see what's going to happen. Doesn't seem like it's going to make any change quickly, but we can hope that this will be the start of some positive things.
Despite discouraging headlines, the gospel is still changing hearts. CWO's Haitian church partners say more and more people are giving their lives to Christ. Pray for God's peace in Haiti. And Lebanon's first-ever Movement Day recently mobilized Christian leaders for greater impact in the Middle East. Hunter Williamson of Themar LSESD says,
the idea behind the event was to create a venue for local leaders to meet and collaborate in order to promote the gospel throughout Lebanon. And it was also aimed at fostering unity.
The conference comes at a time when Lebanon finds itself in desperate need for hope and peace.
All of these sort of initiatives and outcomes to find ways to better promote the gospel, to better provide hope to people, that is just so critical at this time.
Leaders left with plans for collaboration between churches and NGOs, as well as a network for pastors. Learn more about the impact of Movement Day at missionnews.org, and then pray for Christian leaders in Lebanon to work together for the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.